The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start off with PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. All right, we've got an announcement, a big one, of shows appearing at PNC Arena. Of course, Saturday, April 14th, it's Women's Empowerment 2018. The Eagles are there. Tuesday, April 17th, Bon Jovi. Tuesday, April 24th, with his This House Is Not For Sale tour. Saturday, May 12th, it's Cat Williams, 1111 RNS World Tour. Saturday, May 26th, Sugarland with Brandi Clark and Claire Browen. Tuesday, June 5th, Journey and Def Leppard. Friday, June 22nd, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, the Soul to Soul Tour. Saturday, July 28th, Panic at the Disco, Pray for the Wicked Tour. Cirque du Soleil, Crystal Program, Wednesday through Sunday, August 15th through the 19th. Here's the announcement just made a few days ago. Sunday, January 6th of next year, Justin Timberlake brings his Man of the Woods Tour to PNC Arena. The Baltimore Post-Examiner says of the tour, Timberlake made it as intimate as he could. Monday, January 28th, Metallica, Worldwide Tour. And then Tuesday, March 12th, of course, as we've talked before, Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour of Elton John. All right, North Carolina Museum of Art, they've added a program to the Sights and Sounds Concert Series, Saturday, May 12th, Live Music Soiree, and a Late Quartet. The Museum and Chamber Music Raleigh present a special movie music combo, a performance by Oak City String Quartet, followed by the film A Late Quartet, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman and Christopher Walken. The movie, A Late Quartet, is about members of a world-renowned string quartet struggling to stay together in the face of death, competing egos, and insuppressible lust. Performance starts at 6:15. The following day, May 13th, Symphony Winds. Then May 20th, North Carolina Viol Consort. And then we have some additions to the Museum of Art's 2018 Summer Concert Series. Friday, June 8th, First Aid Kit. Saturday, June 16th, Shovels and Rope with Sun Volt. Saturday, June 23rd, Mandolin Orange. Of course, that's a Chapel Hill group. Thursday, July 12th, Lake Street Dive. Saturday, July 28th, an evening with the Mavericks. Wednesday, August 1st, Father John Misty with special guest Jenny Lewis. Friday, August 3rd, a special evening with Kishibashi and Jake Shimabukuro. Saturday, August 4th, it's Paris Combo. And then Saturday, August 18th, Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. All right, let's take a look at some of this year's festivals and music events. Going on right now through April 30th, the 8th Annual North Carolina Science Festival. This is a celebration of science, technology, engineering, and math, also known as STEM, and its impact on North Carolina. It's the largest science festival in the nation and the first to encompass an entire state. In 2017, the festival had more than 240,000 participants and 850 events at schools, museums, community centers, libraries, parks, and other venues. Two astronauts, over 5,000 volunteers, and almost 3,000 STEM professionals contributed to last year's success. The theme this year is Science of Food and Drink. The North Carolina Science Festival is produced by Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center and presented by biotechnology firm Biogen. To find events in your area, go to ncsciencefestival.org. April 11th through the 15th, the North Carolina Azalea Festival. The annual festival is held in Wilmington. Ludacris and Billy Currington are headliners this year. April 12th through the 14th, Big Lick Bluegrass Festival in Oakboro. Like several other bluegrass festivals, most bands play afternoon and evening sets. The festival site is Big Lick Festival Park. April 13 and 14, Pirate Fest. Swashbucklers of all ages will converge on the banks of the Tar River in Greenville for this annual festival. There will be live music, arts and crafts for sale, mermaids, sword fights, and a beer and wine garden. April 14th, Beach Fest in Selma. The farm, a special events venue just off I-95, puts on a one-day top-line beach music event each spring. There will also be food trucks on site. It's the fifth year. Festival site is The Barn. April 14th, Loading Up and Trucking. This is in Hendersonville. It's mainly a competitive food truck rodeo with 15 trucks participating. But the food truck Often Oral Pleasure Fest is also to present seven bands plus a late night dance with a DJ. This takes place at Oscar Blues Reeb Ranch. April 18th through the 22nd, it's the Grifton Shad Festival. It is 48 years old, one of the oldest festivals in the state. There's parades, carnival rides, an art show, and more. April 19th through the 22nd is the Tuck Fest in Charlotte. The festival mainly celebrates the outdoor lifestyle through competitions, exhibition, and demos at the National Whitewater Center. April 20th through the 22nd, Little Creek Vineyard Earth Day Music Festival. That's in Snow Camp. April 21st, the North Carolina Cuegrass Festival in Raleigh on West Davie Street. April 21st, Songsmith Gathering in Brevard. The event brings together songwriters, not specific to genre, in a festival environment conducive to the listening experience. The inaugural festival features artists from the Americana and singer-songwriter world on two stages. The festival site, Brevard Music Center. April 21st, it's Rocky Fest in Hiddenite. Mostly a day of climbing, rappelling, and trail runs, but among the other festivities is a slate of live music performances and a picking tent. Festival site is Rocky Face Mountain Recreation Area. One of the biggies, April 26th through the 29th, in Merle Fest in Wilkesboro. Merle Fest features Americana, bluegrass, country, rock, and more by top acts and old and new favorites on more than a dozen stages. Some bands play a single show, but many artists play several shows throughout the weekend and sit in with other bands and performers. The festival honors the late Merle Watson and the Doc Watson family and is a fundraiser for Wilkes Community College. Festival site, Wilkes Community College. April 26th through the 29th, the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival. April 27 and 28, the White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival in Stella. This is at the White Oak Shores Camping and RV Resort. April 27 and 28 as well, Mebane Dogwood Festival. It's a tradition since 1988. April 27 and 28 also, Brugaloo Craft Beer Festival. Now, this is at Raleigh's City Plaza and features, of course, craft breweries from North Carolina and partners with local food trucks, local vendors, and local bands. April 27th through the 29th, it's the Art of Cool Fest. No, that's not right either. I've got that a little bit later in our stuff here. April 28th, North Carolina Pickle Festival, as you might expect, in Mount Olive. Also the 28th, Triangle Beach Music Festival in Greenville at the Pitt County Fairgrounds. And May 1st through the 5th, it's the North Carolina Strawberry Festival in Chadburn. Okay, switching gears to Raleigh Little Theater. Box office number there is 919-821-3111. The complex, of course, is two blocks west of Cameron Village. April 13th through the 22nd, it's Alice at Wonderland. May 11th through the 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. And June 8th through the 24th, it's Don't Dress for Dinner. Already taking a look at the listings for the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Friday, April 13th through Sunday, April 15th, it's Rutagor, presented by the Durham Savoyards, local favorites in the 56th season. Tickets are $22 and $32. Thursday, April 19th, The Monty, 10th Anniversary Show. The Monty debuted in the back room of a small Chapel Hill restaurant. That's 10 years of ordinary people telling extraordinary stories on stage in front of a room full of strangers. The stories were raw, hilarious, poignant, tragic, and 100% real. Since then, the community building organization has grown into an award-winning event whose stories are downloaded and viewed all over the world. Tickets for the show, $24. Saturday and Sunday, April 21 and 22, Shaping Sounds, the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble, returns to Carolina Theater for an end-of-the-season spectacular. Enjoy this nonstop percussive dance review featuring cutting-edge contemporary choreography along with traditional rhythm tap. Tickets are $18.13. Now, if you're a student or a senior, tickets are $12.75. Shows at 7:30 on Saturday and at 3 on Sunday. At Carolina Theater on Thursday, April 26, Brian Culbertson, Colors of Love Tour. Sunday, April 29th, Todd Rundgren's Utopia. Concert starts at 9 and tickets are $55, $65, and $85. Tuesday, May 1st, John Foreman, the 25 and 24 tour, tickets $25 and $35. Wednesday, May 2nd, it's Herb Albert and Lanny Hall. Of course, Herb, the legendary trumpet player, Albert's extraordinary musicianship has earned him 5 number one hits, 9 Grammy Awards, the latest from his 2014 album, Steppin' Out, 15 gold albums, 14 platinum albums, and has sold over 72 million records. Now, Grammy Award-winning vocalist and producer Lanny Hall started her singing career in 1966 as the lead singer of Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66. She left behind her city roots in Chicago and for 5 years performed throughout the world. 1966, A&M Records signed Brazil 66 Lani met her future husband, music legend Herb Albert, and as they say, the rest is history. Tickets range from $45 to $75. All right, let's take a look at the audio described performances coming up. Friday, April 13th, it's Harvey. And this Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, Elwood Dowd introduces Harvey to everyone he meets. Just so happens that Harvey is a 6 foot 3.5 inch tall invisible rabbit. This is Harvey at NC State's Titmus Theater at 7:30. Saturday, April 14th, Chicago. The 81st season of Hoof and Horn comes to a close with Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history. This is at Duke's Rubenstein Arts Center, 1 o'clock performance. Sunday, April 14th, King Charles III. This is at Burning Coal Theater, Murphy School Auditorium on Polk Street in Raleigh, performance at 7:30. Thursday, April 19th, on the audio described performance list, Sense and Sensibility. This is, of course, based on the novel by Jane Austen, Cape Fear Regional Theater at 7:30. Saturday, April 21st, Bright Star. From Grammy, Emmy, and Academy Award-winning Steve Martin and Grammy Award-winning Eddie Brickell comes Bright Star, the five-time Tony-nominated new Broadway musical. This original musical tells a sweeping tale of love and redemption set against the rich backdrop of the American South in the first half of the 20th century. Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Saturday, April 21st, it's Marie Antoinette. Meredith College's Jones Theater, curtain goes up at 7:30. Sunday, April 22nd, Alice at Wonderland. This is Raleigh Little Theater, 5. Saturday, May 5th, A Night with Janis Joplin. Like a comet that burns far too brightly to last, Janis Joplin exploded onto the music scene in 1967 and almost overnight became the queen of rock and roll. This is at Duke Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 o'clock. Saturday, May 5th, Waitress the Musical. This is at DPAC at 8 o'clock. All right, as we first announced last week, the 11th season of the Midtown Beach Music Series returns to North Hills starting April 19th at the Commons each Thursday from 6 to 9. A few of the first events, April 19th, The Embers featuring Craig Woolard. April 26th, The Tams. May 3rd, North Tower. May 10th, Band of Oz. Other North Hills event on Saturday, May 19th, the 22nd Annual British Classic Car Show. That's 3:30. Saturday, August 18th, Summer Days Music Festival. And this is at North Hills Midtown Park. And Saturday, October 27th, the North Carolina Wine Festival, also at Midtown Park. Some other concert venues around the state. Greensboro Coliseum, Thursday, April 19th, it's Little Big Town with the Breakers Tour. Friday, April 20th, Greensboro's 90s Block Party. Friday, May 11th, R. Kelly. And Friday, May 18th, James Taylor, with special guest Bonnie Raitt. At the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Saturday, April 21st, Bon Jovi. Wednesday, May 16th, James Taylor and his all-star band with special guest Bonnie Raitt. Saturday, June 9th, Journey and Def Leppard. Monday, June 18th, Daryl Hall and John Oates, along with Train. And then Friday, July 6th, it's Sam Smith, the Thrill of It All Tour. Carolina Performing Arts. Through Sunday, April 15th, 600 Highwaymen, The Fever. This is at Current Arts Place and Studio. Tickets are $20. Friday, April 20th, it is Tift Merritt. Tickets are $25. Saturday and Sunday, May 5 and 6, Campagna TPO. Adults $20 and kids 12 and under, $10. Duke performances, all shows start at 8 unless noted. Wednesday, April 11th, the Talus Scholars. This is at Duke Chapel. Saturday, April 14th, Quatuor Danel, hailed by Gramophone as a model for any aspiring string quartet. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, April 26th, Jack Quartet, American Music No. 2. This is at Rubin Art Center, Von der Hayden Studio Theater. Saturday, April 28th, Chompy Concert No. 2 at Baldwin Auditorium. Also at Baldwin Auditorium, Sunday, April 29th, Jordy Sabal and Hesperian 21 with Carlo Nunez. Concert starts at 7 again at Baldwin Auditorium. Arts NC State, of course, that's at Thompson Hall, Thursday and Friday, April 12 and 13, NCSU Dance Company Concert, nationally acclaimed by the American College Dance Festival Association. The NCSU Dance Company will perform a distinguished collection of modern dance for its annual concert. Saturday, April 14th, North Carolina All-State Jazz Ensembles at 3:30, and then the NC State Jazz Ensemble 1 at 7 o'clock. Sunday, April 15th, Acapology, April 12th through the 22nd, Harvey. Of course, that's the one with the six-foot rabbit. Tuesday, April 17th, L.A. Theater Works presents The Mountaintop. Thursday, April 19th, Jazz Ensemble 2. April 20th, a Friday, that's Grains of Time. Saturday, April 21st, Wolfgang a cappella. Sunday, the 22nd, Raleigh Civic Symphony. Wednesday, April 25th, NC State Wind Ensemble. Thursday, the 26th, Symphonic Band. The 27th, a Friday, NC State Chorale. And then Saturday, April 28th, Singing Statesman with Meredith College Choirs at Jones Chapel. Of course, we don't want to forget Moogfest 2018. The lineup for this year's Moogfest includes a member of the band Limp Bizkit, two shows from Mouse on Mars, and a 360-degree audio cube. The festival, which is devoted to art, music, and technology, will be held May 17th through the 20th at several walkable venues throughout downtown Durham. The Heritage Awards are coming up on May 23rd. The event features performances and demonstrations by a diverse array of musicians, dancers, and potters. The Heritage Awards ceremony is set for Duke University's Fletcher Opera Theater. Again, May 23rd at 7:30. The tickets are $23.60. As noted, the Art of Cool has changed things up a bit. It's announced its lineup for the 5th Annual Music Festival, along with a flurry of changes, including new ownership and a new date. The Art of Cool will move from spring to the weekend of September 28 and 29 with Durham Bulls Athletic Park as the main venue. This year's headline acts include rapper Nas, singer Erykah Badu, violinist Damian Escobar, British jazz group Sons of Kemet, Ayman Omari, and the DJ Sango. Art of Cool is shifting from non-profit to for-profit. Along with the Bulls Ballpark, Art of Cool venues will include Durham Armory, Motor Co. Music Hall, and the Pinhook. Additional acts will be announced at a later date. Okay, Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. Saturday, May 5th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. May 9th, a Wednesday, Atomic Rhythm All-Stars. Saturday, May 12th, Vance Joy. Wednesday, May 16th, Mint Julep Jazz Band. Saturday, May 19th, Beer and Bacon Festival. Then on Sunday, May 20th, the Cary Music and Arts Festival, which is a free event. At Red Hat Amphitheater, the first few acts this season, Saturday, April 14th, Prime Festival. Tuesday, May 1st, The National, with special guest Big Thief. Thursday, May 3rd, Fleet Foxes. Wednesday, May 9th, Odessa. And Sunday, May 20th, Primus and Mastodon, with special guests All Them Witches. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Friday, May 11th, Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers. Saturday, May 12th, Kenny Chesney and Old Dominion. May 18th, Post Malone and 21 Savage. Friday, May 25th, it's the Outlaw Music Festival featuring Willie Nelson, Sturgill Simpson, and Alison Krauss. Those are among the headliners with a lot more acts. At the Durham Performing Arts Center, Thursday, April 12th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Wednesday, April 18th, PJ Masks Live, Time to Be a Hero. Thursday, April 19th, The Decemberists. And April 20th through the 22nd, The Sound of Music. And a couple of items from Duke Energy Center. A Friday, April 13th, it's the Suicide Girls, Blackheart Burlesque. The Fletcher Opera Theater at 9, VIP ticket options are available. Friday, April 13th, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Memorial Auditorium at 8. Friday and Saturday, April 13 and 14, Bronze Symphony No. 4, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. And then April 13th through the 19th, Adventure Road, the story or a story of Huck and Tom. And that will do it for today. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember, this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Join us each week for this program. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us.